Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. In this week's program, we're going to go back to the Farm Progress Show, but before we get there, let me thank our sponsors, which includes Novus International and Leica Geosystems. At the Farm Progress Show, I got to learn what's new in the social media world with New Holland, which was one of our major sponsors for AgWired coverage of the Farm Progress Show. So you're going to hear me speak with Rebecca Yates. She is the Digital Brand Engagement Specialist for New Holland, and we're going to learn all about what they're doing in the new media world. In 3, 2, and 1. At the Farm Progress Show, I'm speaking with Rebecca Yates. And Rebecca, I understand that you are the best. That is Digital
Brand Engagement Specialist.
Okay. That's got to be a relatively new position. It's certainly a new title, but so apt in today's communication world and with all the social media, social networking. And that's what you're doing with New Holland, I understand. So maybe the first thing to do is just kind of tell us a little bit about what are the new things that New Holland is doing to engage with customers in the social media realm.
Sure. A couple of things we have going on are Facebook and Twitter. We have an accounts on both of those. Also, our really big thing right now is YouTube. We launched in May. It's going really well. We're uploading new videos every week. We've got a lot of things going on for T8 and T9, the new tractors that we just launched here at Farm Progress. So we're doing a lot of things in the social media, trying to link all those things together from the website to those pieces to kind of bring everything all back into New Holland and want to communicate with everybody on that social level.
Well, I'm definitely an evangelist and supporter of it. Because it really has driven our business. Speaking of YouTube, we did a video of the unveiling of the T8, T9. Last time I looked earlier today, it was going a couple hundred views, so not too bad for an overnight.
Yep, yeah, we're pretty proud of those tractors, and we're pretty proud of getting those things on YouTube. We've got a lot of sneak peeks we did before Farm Progress, got a lot of good hits, and we'll have some more information about walk-arounds and some features and benefits that will be on there. As well, and there's a lot of other things on YouTube with products in action of how it works and some animations. So there's a lot of things going on, and we're really proud of it. I think we've got a lot of stuff coming up too. So,
well, I know that sort of a new branding theme you've got is I am farm raised, and speaking of social media here, why don't we throw cows into the mix? Here at Farm Progress Show, you've got a very large inflatable cow, which I thought was fascinating, but there's a reason behind this.
Yes, so it's our social media cow, and the reason it's kind of generic now is we're still working on a name. We're going to be doing that through the farm show circuit this fall and maybe into 2011 with some of those shows there at the beginning. So we're going to be looking for people to give us some ideas of what that name should be. We'll have some ballots and some pieces that you can suggest what a name would be. We'll maybe pick the best top 5 or 10, and then we're going to put it on Facebook and have everybody vote to see what our cow should be, what the name of it should be, and what we should call that as we kind of move forward and see where it goes. You can follow it.
I think that's just interesting to have a project from a promotional standpoint and really have the project evolve as you get engagement and involvement with your customer.
Yeah, and I think we have a lot of opportunities. A lot of people are really liking it and seeing if they can borrow it. So we'd love to be able to see what we could do about how far it could go. And, can you take a picture with a cow? Where's the craziest place you could take a picture with a cow and see what information we get back? So it'd be really great to start pulling those people in. So,
I've seen a lot of people with their families, their especially young kids, posing there with pictures, and what kind of feedback have you been getting?
So far, it's been going really well. I think there's a lot of people kind of entertained by it, which is good. This is always, we always want to grab them somehow and come in, and we are trying to make sure we get those little ones on New Holland as soon as we possibly can. And I think they're really enjoying the whole farm raised theme with the cow and some of the other little critters that we got on some other merchandise. So,
well, a question that I know a lot of companies might be interested to hear an answer to is, as you've created your social media channels, social networking channels, How does that fit into the information flow and things like, what can you post, what can't you post on your, whether it's your Twitter account or your Facebook page? Do you have a policy set up and certain procedures for how you get content and things posted?
Right now, we're actually still sort of working some of that out. It's pretty controlled. We just have a few people who have access to the accounts right now, with the thought of potentially expanding that depending on how it, communication flows. But I work a lot with the product managers to see what's coming up, what's happening in their world to try to make sure we still are posting weekly and, continuing that communication. So, I get information from them. I also get information from our field team. They'll send us pictures of events that have happened at dealer locations. And also with Facebook, you can post your own pictures right up to our site, so you can kind of let us know what's going on. So those are things that we monitor and try to respond. We aren't someone who just has people list things. We do try to respond. If someone has a question on Facebook, there is some interaction there. So, we want to continue that and kind of grow that. We don't want to leave them hanging. We want to make sure their questions are answered if they can't get a hold of someone or a dealer, just have something quick. So, as far as procedures too, like I said, we're still working on it a little bit, but essentially it's just making sure that, the lines are open and that you're willing to kind of take everything. As far as what you can and cannot post, it's sort of a personal kind of company preference. We're trying to just make sure we have another voice that's not necessarily that corporate voice. We've got kind of that personal voice to some of the other communications that we have. So we are always careful to make sure we're not putting something out there that we shouldn't. But you just kind of have to kind of a little bit play it by ear and see what you want, see what the customers and the fans, what they're sort of looking for. So we kind of have just worked through it these last couple months.
Well, I know that it is relatively new, but at this point, have you made any kind of evaluation of, is this going like you wanted it to? Is it worth the effort that you're putting into it?
I think we kind of have a weekly overview of what's been going on. Everything's been going up. The number of fans, the number of followers, our YouTube views, things are going really well. We're really, really happy with it, really proud of it. I think it's a direction that we're extremely happy that we've gone into and to be a player here, especially in the ag industry, to kind of move forward and be that leader. That's what we'd like to do. YouTube, especially for us right now, is really impressive, especially for the time. The duration that we've been up and online, I feel like we've got a lot of views and a lot of people who are happy with what we've been putting up there. So it's been going really well.
Well, I got to ask you, because I know that, those numbers, those metrics that you're talking about are very important, but I've always kind of thought they don't really tell the whole story. If you just look at how many fans have I got, how many followers have I got, you may be missing the opportunities that you're getting through that engagement with a customer or a potential customer who's going to go talk to other people, and some of that gets to be a little hard to gauge and measure as to the actual long-term effectiveness of that, and you haven't been doing it long enough to maybe have that sense yet, but with the interaction you've had, have you had some sort of anecdotal evidence that this has really maybe had an impact on a decision that somebody would have made?
Yeah, actually, definitely. We had a training event a couple of weeks ago, and where I get to interact with some of the dealers and some of our customers, and one of the gentlemen came up to me and said, I actually sold a tractor because of a YouTube video. I was able to. The guy wasn't sure if he could fit to get up into the tractor. He was slightly handicapped. He had some trouble getting into the space, and he wasn't sure if he could do it. And he showed him the video online, and he's like, "Well, I can definitely get into that." So right then and there, he didn't have to wait. He didn't have to do anything. He was able to order the tractor, and this guy. So we can't necessarily track all of those sales, but when we get that feedback, it's great. The fact that he could say directly to me, "I sold a tractor because of YouTube video." How many times is that going to happen?
We hope a lot of times, right?
Yes. Going forward, we hope that's many, many more. And please, it's one of those things that we'd like the dealers to share with us at farm shows and at different places that we see them. It's great to get that feedback directly from them, and they're really great about sharing it.
Anything else about what you're doing in the social media realm that you'd like people to know or encourage them in terms of getting involved in interacting with you in these channels?
I think we've kind of touched on a lot of those things. We do monitor things daily. So if there's a question that you have or you want to post, we love to see it. We love to hear it. We want to respond, especially for posting videos. Your videos about New Holland and your tractor, your Rustler, your equipment, we would love to have you post on our site, or we will be able to connect to yours. We definitely have that interaction. It's not just, subscribing to us. We want to be able to subscribe to you, make that direct connection. So, those are some things that are kind of moving forward, and, we really do hope to maintain that new information as we go. We're trying to do a lot of things weekly just to make sure we've got some new and fresh content out there. And if there's anybody you want to see something special or in particular of how to, or want to see a machine in action, just talk to your sales guy or a dealer. We can definitely get that done. So that's kind of where we're heading.
Great. Well, thank you very much. That is Rebecca Yates, who has been talking about how New Holland has entered into the social media world. We've been waiting for that to happen, by the way, but it's great to see it and hear how that's working for you. That's our Zimcast for this week. I hope you enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.